Well, this ruling is the second Supreme Court blow to the Trump White House this week. On Monday, Justices Roberts and Gorsuch sided with liberals, saying it's illegal to fire people because they're gay or transgender. And then yesterday, there was that anvil of a tell-all book from former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton, dropping in media reports, including an interview on ABC. ABC's political director Rick Klein is here. And Rick, start with the court rulings. A president who presumably planned to boast to supporters in the upcoming rally and election that he filled the courts with conservatives, but two big losses. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a strange situation for him because on one level, you're right, this could demoralize supporters who've been so proud of these picks. And it's kind of strange for the president to have these blows dealt to him, basically citing him for a lack of competent governance, among other things. On the other hand, did he really want to deport hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants, the dreamers, right before the election? Did he really want gay people to allow to be fired? He doesn't, I think, personally care that much about these social issues. And it may be that he dodged some legislative and legal bullets here. And he can now turn this into a rallying cry. He's tweeting this just this morning. As I'm sure you've seen, that maybe the courts have it out against Donald Trump. And I'd imagine he turns it into a different rallying cry at the rally tomorrow.
Yeah, well, apparently everybody has it out for him, including John Bolton. And let's take that up. The president is also threatening legal action to prevent his former National Security Advisor John Bolton from publishing that tell-all book, The Room Where It Happened. It's supposed to be released to the public Tuesday, but the cat way out of the bag with interviews. He characterizes the president as ill-informed, driven almost exclusively by his desire for re-election, easily influenced by dictators. Here's your colleague, Martha Raddatz. The full interview is going to air Sunday night.
How would you describe Trump's relationship with Vladimir Putin?
I think Putin thinks he can play him like a fiddle. I think Putin is smart, tough. I think he sees that he's not faced with a serious adversary here. I don't think he's worried about Donald Trump.
Well, and should Donald Trump be worried about the book?
Well, I think this kind of judgment from a former national security advisor is almost without precedent. While the president is still in office, to say that he is unfit for office, and to catalog confirmation, in essence, of the charges that brought the impeachment inquiry and a roughly similar situation regarding China, it is damning. It is devastating. The president has weathered plenty of books before by people like James Comey all the way through Omarosa. But what makes this maybe different is the timing. And to have this now dovetail with Joe Biden's messaging about the president being unprepared for crises as played out with COVID-19 and this tense moment around race relations, it challenges the president in a fundamental way. And he is out there tarring John Bolton, saying he's a liar and made things up and is out for profit motives. But he's going to have to answer for lots of specifics here, as well as the general sense that a growing number of even Republicans will say that this president just doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, some of the allegations, the president didn't know that Finland isn't part of Russia. But you mentioned China. Apparently, according to Bolton, Trump pleaded with Chinese leader Xi to help him win re-election by buying lots of stuff from American farmers. And this is from a president who was impeached, although not removed from office, but impeached for inappropriate relationships with a foreign leader. But that, Rick, didn't matter to his base or fervent Republican backers like Jim Jordan. Are you hearing that any of this matters?
I don't think it's surprising to people that were inclined to not believe the president anyway. I think where it has the greater impact is in the cumulative efforts of so many folks to draw on the shortcomings of this White House. And you have a Republican group out there that's been trolling the president with ads in Washington and elsewhere, questioning his fitness for office. I don't think that John Bolton or really anyone is capable of a mass defection among the Trump base. But for lots of voters who might have questions about his readiness or maybe just be weary of the drama surrounding Donald Trump, John Bolton offers an important piece of evidence from somewhere who literally was in that room when it happened.
Although a lot of people are saying, why didn't he testify during Trump's impeachment hearings? That sits there as well. But before we let you go in about the minute we have, the president said yesterday the virus is dying out, meaning the coronavirus, on a day when 23 states are seeing spikes. Look, we're not hearing the task force briefings. Anthony Fauci said he talked to Trump 2 weeks ago. You've got Vice President Pence writing an editorial saying things are fine. Are people in the White House just dismissing coronavirus?
They truly are. And all the way through the rally this weekend in Tulsa, Oklahoma, it is almost as if the White House wants to pretend like this isn't the threat that it is. And I think when you look at the facts, we know that there are a surge in cases in some places. We know that even some Republican governors are recognizing that this is a dangerous, perilous time. People like Anthony Fauci saying maybe it wouldn't be a great idea to go ahead with this rally. It is a major gamble by this president on public health grounds as well as political grounds to go ahead with this. And yeah, to pretend like we are already out of the woods when we're clearly not.
ABC political director Rick Klein. Rick, again, Martha Raddatz interview with John Bolton Sunday night. Thanks so much for your time now.
Hey, thank you, Robin.